The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Let's go! Yeah! For those of you that want to know what we're all about, it's like this, y'all.
This is 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, and 100% reason to remember the name.
It's time to talk about the high school sports scene in Arizona and beyond. Welcome to the Coach's Corner with the coach, Scott Lovely. We are the first internet sports radio talk show focusing on the high school sports scene. And here's your host, Coach Lovely.
All right, good evening, Arizona sports fans. I am the coach, Scott Lovely, and welcome to the Coach's Corner. Don't forget, you can email us or you can call in to participate in today's show. You can email us at highschoolsportstalk@yahoo.com, or you can call in at 888-346-9144. Again, that number is 888-346-9144. You know, we're a sports nation. You know, everything around sports is just growing like leaps and bounds. You look at USA basketball, you look at the Olympics, you look at how we identify ourselves as a nation. You know, long time ago, 1984, I think it was the first time we lost, or, you know, lost a team that we shouldn't have lost in the Olympics in basketball, and that caused a big stir. Let's send the pro athletes. Let's represent. Let's be the best basketball program in the world. So then we started with the Dream Team in the next Olympics. And so we identify ourselves through our sports programs. You know, everywhere across the country, you can find an attachment to local sports teams. You know, you go to pro football stadiums, they're packed. You go to college venues, they're packed. You know, Columbus, Ohio, you know, it's all about the Ohio State University. Here at Arizona State, you know, you got Sun Devil fans that are just rabid about their Sun Devils. You get down south, you got the U of A fans. They won't even talk to each other during the season. And it's like that everywhere. You know, you've got sponsors paying millions and millions and millions of dollars to have their name put on a bowl game, bidding for different bowl games. You got sponsorships for programs all across the country. And that's even trickled down into the high school levels. You've got Nike giving shoes and sweats to certain programs that are ranked in the nation in the top 10, top 25. You've got TV coverage and sponsorships going crazy. You have companies spending money like nobody's business on commercials, on getting their names on the field, on getting their names on the jersey, their logo on the jerseys. Gatorade, Pepsi, Coke, it's all over the place. So there's money just being poured into sports like nobody's business. For athletes, sports is everything. I mean, sports, for us as athletes, those of us who grew up as athletes, you grow up as an athlete and you learn everything you need to know about life through sports. You learn how to compete. You learn how to compete with integrity. You learn how to lose. You learn how to lose with grace. You learn how to be accountable, how to rely on someone else, how to sacrifice yourself and give for the whole of a team or a group of individuals. So life gives you all kinds of, or so sports gives you all kinds of life lessons that last and that stay with you forever. In some situations, it's sports that keep kids in school. There are some schools, there are some kids that if they don't have athletics to hold on to, they're not interested in going to school. So now, and I'm not saying that's the right thing. I'm not saying it's the right approach, but what I'm saying is it's a fact. There are some kids that I've had in my career as a coach that if we didn't keep a kid on the team that kid would have dropped out of school and disappeared, and we would have never heard from him again. And there's no way he would have succeeded in life. But in keeping that kid at the C level grade-wise so he was eligible to participate and play, we kept him in school. We kept him going to classes. He learned how to write. He learned how to read. He was able to go get a job. So sports seems to be a staple of our country. You can't turn on the TV set. Tonight, some people might be turning on the TV set here in a little bit, watching the NFL Monday Night Football game. Look at how many dollars are spent advertising during that game. And yet, in the last few years, we've had a total financial meltdown in this country. You know exactly what I'm talking about, the financial crisis that's hit us over the last few years. People losing jobs, people losing homes, and it's still somewhat going on. Foreclosure market is at an all-time high. People, the unemployment rate keeps creeping up. So if we look at the situation that's happening now, and we look at the financial crisis that's taking hold of our country, and we start to understand, okay, that's what's happening. We think that it's outside of sports, but it's not, because now it's in the education industry. The education industry has taken a major hit. Since people aren't making the money they used to make, since the tax base is now not as strong as it once was, people are starting to tighten up their belts. And when it comes time to vote on levies and on budgets for school districts, you know, people are not giving up the tax dollars like they used to. So you have failed levies. You have districts now working on a shoestring budget. You have the legislature. I mean, if you've been paying attention to the news the last year, last 8-9 months. You've seen how the teachers' unions and the legislature was going back and forth over proposed cuts, salary cuts, teachers being riffed in the last year. A lot of that's going on. So it's actually trickled down into the educational industry. And how is that going to impact sports? Well, that's what today's show is. Today's show is all about Strapped for Cash, the educational financial crisis. With the financial collapse over the last 18 months and the budget crisis in education, we're going to take a look at how that's going to impact high school sports. And we're going to take a look at what's happening in other states, because there's some pretty devastating things happening in some other states. We're going to see how they're handling it. And then we're going to take a look at what's happening in Arizona now and what could possibly happen in the future. Where could all this lead? What are some of the things that we've got coming down the pipe? I mean, if tomorrow's a big day, tomorrow there's elections and there's some referendums on the ballot that if they don't pass, there's going to be some districts that are going to be strapped for cash. There are going to be some people that are going to be hurt. You know, I know teachers that have lost their jobs in the last 6 months. I know teachers that have had cuts in pay across the valley. So it's hitting everyone, and now it's even hitting sports. You know, I mean, we look at different areas, and we look at how different areas are responding to this. You know, I teach in the Scottsdale School District, and, you know, there's this whole new wave across the country that started to trickle in called a pay-to-play. Now, that's a whole can of worms. You're gonna have a kid have to pay to play a sport, and they're going to have to pay to play for each sport that they play. Like in Scottsdale, when I first, actually in 2003, 2004, the activity fee for an athlete was $50 per sport. In 2004, 2005, it went up to $75 per sport. It stayed that way through the end of 2008. In 2008, 2009, it went up to $100 per sport. Now, this year, they just instituted a $125 activity fee per sport, and your third one is free. So you pay $250 a year to play two sports, and if you want to play a third sport, you can, and you don't have to pay a fee. Now, what if you have one or two athletes in the school? What if you have a son and a daughter, or if you have two sons playing different sports? That gets quite expensive. You know, the Gilbert School District has pay to play, but their activity fees are a little bit less. In 2006, they were $35 per sport. Then it went up to $53. Then it went to $55, and now it's up to $100 a sport. So paying to play has become the way that, some of the schools are trying to adjust their budgets that have been slashed so that they can still afford to do sports. You know, this isn't just impacting high school sports. As a matter of fact, colleges are now looking at ways to cut back on spending. At the Division II, Division III level, I know in basketball, they reduced the number of games that teams are playing. And in reducing the number of games that teams are playing, it's going to cut down on your travel costs. It's going to cut down on your fuel costs. It's going to cut down on your salaries. So you're looking at schools, institutions right now trying to figure out ways to cut back athletics, and that's going to hurt the athlete's experience. In my opinion, it hurts, and it waters down the experience. We're going to have a guest on today that's down in the Tucson area, and our guest is going to tell us how this whole situation is impacting her school district and her school in particular. Because, I mean, think about it. If we're talking about a pay-to-play sports situation, that's great because the haves will be able to play at all times. What about the have-nots? What about those people who can't afford $500 for their two sons or son and daughter to participate in sports for the year? Well, how does that work? You know, in some areas, there's some drastic cuts. I mean, let's take a look at some of the stories I pulled here. I mean, you look at the Washington Post. The Washington Post quoted Brian Greenwood, who's the co-author of a study and assistant professor at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. And he's quoted as saying, we can't afford the potential negative impact of kids not having some place to go, not having something to occupy their time. And what happens is you get these kids who don't have anything to do because they can't afford to play sports. So what are they going to do? They go out and they get in trouble. That's when we end up with an increase in teenage drinking, teen pregnancies. There's all kinds of things that are tied to that. And there are studies that show that. There are studies that show the busier you keep your kids, the more active you keep your kids in the schools and in the sports departments, the more they focus on what they're doing, the less trouble they get into. Think about your own experiences when you were growing up. I mean, I was too tired when I was done with practice to go cause any trouble. All I wanted to do was go home, get a big glass of milk, lay on the floor, and watch TV. But when we come back from the break, we're going to talk a little bit more about what's happening across the country. This is the coach, Scott Lovely. You're listening to the Coach's Corner. We'll be back in a few.
Yeah, that's right. Everybody got game. And we just here to let y'all know that PE is in full effect from right now.
Have you ever thought about having your own internet talk show? Well, if you said yes, then click About Us. Then click Be a Host to get more information. Or just call Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417.
Say that again.
480-294-6417. VoiceAmerica.com. Are there any mistakes in your life that you've made that you want to keep? Think about that for just a second. Are there any mistakes in your life that you want to keep? Creativity is allowing yourself to make mistakes, but art is knowing which ones to keep. Join internationally recognized author, speaker, and master coach M. Nora Claver for Bare Naked with Nora Claver, a celebration of life and all the inevitable mistakes we make through the course of it. Join Nora Thursday mornings at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 a.m. Pacific on Voice America.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Go inside the world of PR with PR Insider, hosted by public relations expert Maureen Kettis. Maureen will speak to the world's highest profile PR pros from the fields of marketing, advertising, and sales. And PR Insider will feature renowned members of the media as special guests. Maureen will give you a VIP access pass, including tips and tricks to take your business to the next level. PR Insider with Maureen Kettis, sponsored by Cision, us.cision.com. Listen every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern Time on the Voice America Business Network.
News. Opinion.
Can you hear me? Hear me?
Your voice counts. Call toll free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, welcome back. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the coach, Scott Lovely, and today we're talking about the educational financial crisis and its impact on high school sports. And when we left for the commercial break, I was talking about how keeping kids in athletics keeps them busy and keeps them out of trouble. And there's a study out of San Luis Obispo, Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, that one of the co-authors of the study was stating that you have to keep kids active in order to keep them out of trouble. And they have evidence to prove that based on their study. Now, here's my thing. I'm saying that at the end of the day, at the end of practice, all I wanted was a big glass of milk to lay down and just relax, right? Think about how many kids, at the end of the day, all they want to do is go crash. They want to go sit down. They want to do their homework and go to bed. If you take sports and you eliminate sports from school and you take those kids and you take it out of the equation for them, the interest in school drops off. I mean, I've seen over the years, schools, I was talking to my principal last year about this, and we were talking about how sports feeds the emotional side of the school. Athletics feeds the emotional side of the school. Of course, academics drives the school. But if you have a good football program, Then school starts off and everybody's excited and the morale is high on campus and you've got, you know, kids wanting to go to the football games on Friday night. It's a big social event. You've got parents there. You've got people who graduated from the school. They're all tied in, and it's a great situation. It's a community event. Then your football season's over with, and you've got a basketball program. You know, your volleyball program does well, your football program does well in the fall. Then you take over, you got basketball and soccer, and those teams continue. If they are doing well, they continue that enthusiasm and that excitement, and then kicks in, rolls right into baseball. The next thing you know, you've got less discipline issues on campus. You've got high morale. You've got people going to class. You've got people excited about the school. You've got merchandising sales are up, so there's funding going into the different programs in that way. So you've got this whole atmosphere that feeds the community. Well, if you start to eliminate the opportunity for sports for kids by having them have to pay to play and kids can't afford to pay to play, then they're done and they're not interested. Now they're no longer interested. They're not interested in the schools. They're not interested in doing anything. So what are they going to do on Friday nights? Where are they going to go? How does it impact the community? What happens to that gathering place that the community goes to and watches the football games or the basketball games or the volleyball games or the soccer games? It starts to drop off. And there's some significant impacts there. You know, in other states are dealing with this differently. Some states are not even trying to play with the pay-to-play. You know, I was looking at in Boston, there's one school district that there was a $3 million override that failed. So the Stoneham School District just cut all the sports at the high school. A $3 million override failed, so they cut all the sports. There was 54 coaching positions, an athletic director, all the elementary and middle school music programs and arts programs were eliminated. Just cut, boom, gone. You know, you can't have that. You know, the thing is that the override only failed by 237 votes. In that state, 33 communities had rejected overrides in the spring. So it impacted all those future athletes, all those future students. The sports program represented about $600,000 of the school system's budget. And so that was the first thing they cut. Now, what about these kids in Ohio? I don't know if you've heard this story. This story is just sad. It's also a school that cut all their sports, all their sports programs. And this is the negative impact that it's having on the area. In Ohio, in Grove City, now this school has been featured on Real Sports with Brian Gumbel. It's been on Sports Illustrated. There's been all kinds of conversations about whether this was right or wrong, and USA Today had stories written on it. Basically, there's a community that when they came back to school, the district had cut all the sports, everything, gone, boom. Now, this was a very big football town. The override failed in the spring, and evidently it goes up again tomorrow to see if they can get it again. But what's happened since the spring override didn't pass, and then they came back to school, they eliminated all the sports, people packed up and left the city, moved out, transferred to other schools outside the city. You had kids that were looking at college scholarships that all of a sudden were stuck. Well, no, we don't have a football program anymore. So what are those kids going to do? They all packed up and left. The parents left their homes, put a for sale sign in the front and left. What does that do to the city? That city's going to dry up. You had neighbors arguing with each other over whether or not the override should pass or shouldn't pass. Tomorrow, you've got the same thing going on. You know, the community in Grove City, the coach was saying that the community is going to die. That's the big fear. You've got all the students that have transferred out. The numbers of people leaving the city has been devastating. So the tax base has dropped. So now, since they don't have the money for sports and the people don't want to live there anymore because they now want their kids to play football somewhere else, so they've moved, relocated, and put themselves up somewhere else, now that tax money that was for the city for other things is now dissipating. So what are they going to do? You know, you can't just blanketly eliminate sports programs and think it's not going to impact anything else. What did I say at the opening? We're a sports-driven nation. Teacher salaries and benefits are looking at being trimmed and cut back on. District budgets are being slashed like crazy. That's out of state. So we've got two states right there that have eliminated sports overall. Then we have a couple states, Sacramento, city of Sacramento, they have a couple schools, Colfax High School. They've done a pay-to-play. Football costs $200, volleyball's $275, basketball costs $300. Now up there they have Nordic skiing. Well, that sport may not make its $500 fee. So if a kid plays football and basketball, that's $500 for the year. Now, the interesting thing is that the state Supreme Court in 1984 ruled that student activities are a part of a district's education program and fees cannot be required, so donations are sought. However, what's an athletic fee? That doesn't sound like a donation to me. It sounds like you have to pay or you don't play. Now, see, this, I think, opens up a whole different can of worms from my perspective as a coach. Now, I've got a parent who says, hey, look, this is my kid's third sport. This is my kid's second sport. I paid $500. That kid better be on the court. I want that kid playing X number of minutes a game. I mean, after all, didn't I pay my money? Just like Billy paid his money? Just like Susie paid her money? Why is she getting all the playing time? It opens up a whole new can of worms that I don't think we're really ready to open up, are we? So we're talking about these districts that have gone to this pay-to-play mentality, and there are districts out there who can't afford that. And one such district is the Sunnyside School District down in Tucson. Now I've got Dr. Dawn Maddock P. on the line, and she's in her second year as principal at Desert View High School, and it's a large urban school that enrolls over 80% of its students in a free and reduced lunch program. Now, Dawn's going to bring a wealth of experience to her school, and having served as a building administrator for 8 years and having worked at the central office for 3 years as the director for secondary curriculum instruction, you know, it qualified her to act as an agent for school reform down there. Now, in her central office role, Dawn was a primary contributor for Project Graduation, a district initiative that targeted freshmen to ensure their academic progress from sophomore to their senior year to ensure that they graduated. So now here's my question. In a district where you're looking at such a large percentage of free and reduced lunch program students, how's that kind of district going to survive when you're looking at a pay-to-play sports situation? Let's ask Dr. Dawn Maddock P. Are you there?
I am.
All right. So you heard the question. How does your district approach that kind of situation?
You know, certainly our district isn't in any position to do a pay-to-play. It just isn't even on our board topic of discussion. Our district, our kids would just really suffer from any type of action like that.
So how are you guys dealing with the situation? And by the way, I want to recognize you for what you've done at Desert View. Your football program has really turned things around this year. You guys had some serious issues last year. And how many games did you have won last year?
Oh, three.
Three wins last year, and then this year you guys are?
Oh, well, we're still not where we need to be, but we're 5-3.
There you go. So you guys are competitive. And so congratulations on that. And I know that was an issue because you had some numbers that you were worried about for a long time. Has this impacted that?
You know, we're probably in the best season we are for any of our athletics this year and bringing students to state and cross country and in swimming this year. So it's been really exciting for us. But I think it's an entire school transformation, not just the perspective that we're looking at sports alone, even though we're facing such huge budget cuts with from M&O to our capital items to how that impacts our sports programs. It's just really a difficult situation that we have to grit our teeth and figure out every single possible opportunity on how we're going to make it work, because we cannot afford to let our kids suffer. That's just not even an option.
Well, we're going to pick that up on the other side of the break, because you're right. We can't afford to let these kids not have sports. This is the Coach's Corner. This is VoiceAmericaSports.com. We'll be back after this break.
Everybody got game, and we just here to let y'all know that PE is in full effect from right now until the year 2000.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Do you realize how much the way you think and feel controls everything in your life? On Neurogenesis, join Dr. Joe Dispenza as he answers a wide variety of questions, from topics like the mind-body connection to the process of personal change, the origins of disease, to emotions and brain chemistry, just to name a few. There is a true biology to personal transformation, and it applies to you. Neurogenesis with Dr. Joe Dispenza broadcasts a new program every other Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network. Tune in so you can lose your mind and create a new one.
Over the hill, past the fiery gates, my dark future sits there and waits. The shame of steroids fills me with dread, labeled an asterisk stab right through my head. Mark of the Frog!
as Mark the Fraud by Roid Head. Hear more at don'tbeanasterisk.com. Brought to you by Ad Council and the U.S. Olympic Committee.
Self-leadership is more important than corporate leadership. In the hustle and bustle world we live in, we need to be reminded that in all failures and successes, we are the common denominators. Each week, let Daniel Gutierrez help bring you the tools you need to manage self-leadership, resulting in self-success. Make your mark in your industry. Make sure you listen to Right Here, Right Now, every Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right. We're back, and this is the Coach's Corner. I am the coach, Scott Lovely, and on the phone with us right now is Dr. Dawn Maddock P from the Sunnyside School District. She's the principal at Desert View High School, and as we were going to break, Dawn, you were finishing up a thought. I wanted to give you an opportunity to go ahead and go back to that so we can hear that out.
Okay, you want to refresh my memory about my thought?
We were talking about keeping kids active in sports and how you said it was not acceptable that sports be pay to play, or that you have those kids not have access to.
Right. You know, we charge a $25 per student participation fee that, you know, is capped after a couple of different sports or activities. And, you know, even that's tough. We scholarship quite a few kiddos. But, you know, as a principal, when you look at it, it's not just the, you know, kids playing in the sports, you know, that's funded. It's looking at all of the buses, the referees, the security, having to have, you know, when we have our home games, I have to have our police department on staff. I have to hire them, you know, and then in addition to it, you want to support all of your coaches. So the financial aspect can get really expensive, but what it does in the long run is really keeps our kids off the streets. It's teaching them all those teamwork and life skills that are necessary to be successful in the classroom. So it just isn't even an option for us at our high school that we would even consider cutting any type of sports or activity out of their daily routine, because it's just so critical for them to participate and be real active in the extracurricular activities. You know, these kids don't have much else, and we need to be able to be as supportive and teach them everything we possibly can, and sports keeps kids in school.
Now, that's exactly what I was just getting ready to ask you. Do you find in your school district, or in your school, per se, that you have been able to use the athletic teams and the sports to keep kids motivated in the classroom?
Definitely. We last year we sent a whole initiative for Project Graduation with our Digital Advantage students, and it's a laptop initiative. And in that, not only do they have to have a GPA of 2.5, but they also had to, they couldn't get in trouble, and they had to have a 95% attendance in school. On top of that, they had to be an active participant in an activity or sport. With that, 99% of the students that participated and were eligible made it to their sophomore year. The year before, I hate to say it, Coach Lovely, but we were 50% of our kids were not earning enough credit to be able to transfer from freshman to sophomore year. And we are now able to keep more freshmen on campus and in our school promoted to sophomore year status. So that's a huge deal for our campus. We do, you know, we look at our status, and when you have a 50% dropout rate, you know that there's got to be some, you know, additional incentives and initiatives for kids, and athletics certainly is one of them.
So what are the possibilities of sports being dropped in your district? I mean, you heard me talk about some of the things that are going on across the country, across the nation. You've got, you know, districts saying, okay, we don't have the money, so no sports.
Yeah. Our community is so supportive of us. You know, we are really fortunate to have very strong community members that really pull together, really support our programs, are doing everything we possibly can by donating uniforms, donating funds for us to be able to afford certain things. You know, we have been, we are in such poverty in our neighborhoods that, you know, it's just really, we're even looking at sponsoring a child, you know, and each of our teachers are looking at sponsoring specific students targeted to, so that they can even afford graduation gowns. So every single step of the way for us is this financial battle that the district and our school board is not about to give up on, and they know the impact that sports bring on our kids, and they are 100% supportive in finding every possible venue of income and funding, and that isn't even that is not even on the table to discuss cutting sports.
So you being an administrator and focusing on the academic end of things and making sure the kids are graduating, making sure the kids are getting to class, making sure that you've heard the argument on both sides. You've heard people say, well, sports isn't really that important. It's all about the academics. Sports is just extracurricular. It's just something that's a bonus for the kids. Where do you stand in that side of the debate?
Well, I am a complete sports fanatic, and even though my master's is in curriculum instruction and I know, you know, teaching bell to bell and keeping kids in high academics and getting them off into their college aspirations is really critical, I also know that having something that you're involved in and love and passionate about is just as critical. Learning that sportsmanship and those life skills, you may not necessarily learn that in the classroom. And plus, you know, if it's a motivation for a kid to have a football game that night and it's going to keep them at a C or better average, you bet. That's exactly what we need. I don't care how they're getting there. I don't know why they're getting there. I just know that they need to be there because they have to be at school every single day. And those kids in our sports programs are there, and the coaches are after them about their grades, and we have an academic compliance officer who checks on eligibility every single day on these kiddos. And it's a required tutoring, so if you're in a support, you're required to go to after-school tutoring for an hour every single day. So it's just, it's, you know, it's all one big circle of what's most critical for kids, and that's being active in school, having a lot of passion for sports, and, you know, your academics is comes first for us. But with that, it's the motivation to want to come to school.
Right. Now, I hear tomorrow down in Tucson, and I'm sure it's happening up here as well, there are districts that have overrides up on the ballot that if they don't pass, there's opportunity of losing some levels of participation. I had a coach today say that if the override doesn't pass in his district, they could be looking at freshman sports being cut.
Right.
And it's not just freshman sports, is it?
You know, I've been seeing a lot of programs being cut. And, you know, of course, there was a big piece of teachers being, you know, cut from programs, and we have really tightened up with our sectioning and staffing to really make sure that we're being very efficient with our money on a very small budget. But what I'm seeing is, you know, what devastates me even more is that we're looking at middle school sports being cut, transportation being a huge issue for traveling sports teams. So you got, you know, school A playing school B because they can walk to school, you know, walk to the other campus to play. You know, and if our kids start losing interest in middle school and they absolutely hate being in school and sports isn't there, I just am really, you know, I heard you talking about college and professional ball. I'm more concerned about what our 10, 12, 13-year-olds are looking at when they're not able to do anything after school or participate in any of the activities or sports that's available to them. What's next? You know, we really want to get them to high school, but if they're not having a reason to come to middle school, it's really going to impact our sports programs, and it's going to impact the academic component about our kids being promoted to ninth grade.
Well, and I know that, you know, if we look at this, the impact socially is huge. I mean, basically we're telling kids, you know what, you're really not that important. What our priorities right now are making sure that we have the money we need for other things, not you. I mean, what is the message we're sending at this point?
You know, we need to bring forth all of our legislators, congressmen, to, you know, just examples of what Saturday's state swimming tournament looked like. You know, I had one student that made it to state, and, You know, the principal was there to see this, and she took third place, by the way, which was really awesome. But when you looked at the families out there and everything that, you know, a principal wants to see about teamwork and kids, you know, bonding and all of that, that is what our legislation needs to see, and that is what our governor needs to see so that we can, you know, so that these programs are not being cut. And I know it's a nationwide program, but when we look at us being 49th funded in the state, Arizona being one of the lowest, that's really a frightening experience for us. I'm surprised that we're not even seeing more of a deficit with programs being cut. I think we're, you know, for Sunnyside, we're really, really fortunate for all of the opportunities that we've been provided.
You know, and you bring up a good point. We fall into number 49th in the nation in funding for our schools. I mean, I think at first we were 47th 2 years ago, and then this year we fell to 49th. I mean, come on, that's not a statistic you really want to hear.
Nope, it's not something to be proud of, but the best part is, you know, we're still bringing in, you know, still trying to bring in our merit scholars and, you know, provide us with great ball players. You know, I won't mention ASU, but I will say even ASU's bringing out good ball players. So.
See, now I know you're a U of A, so we just won't go there, okay? Now, here's a question for you, Donna. Maybe you can help me wrap my mind around this, because I know you deal with the budget, okay? So we're looking at sports being, what is the driving force? I mean, if you look at the scales, you've got the sports budget being what percentage of your overall budget on your in your school, not the district, but just in your school. Do you have that number? Do you know what that is?
Well, I can let you know that I'm given $9 a student for my capital. So where at one point it was about $75 a student, we're at 2,100 students. So, you know, I can't even give you a percentage because right now I'm just playing the budget where I set 10% aside. Now I've set 20% aside. You know, our ticket intake isn't as high as it used to be. We're really trying to bring in the fans, but even that isn't, you know, when you look at the big overseeing, you know, paying for transportation, paying for your refs, paying for security and TPD, all that gets really expensive. We've done a lot of extra fundraisers. I refuse to let kids have, you know, what I've noticed this year when we talk about sports, I bring in the band program for football, and when I go to these football games and there's no band on the other side because they can't fund the bus, it just devastates me. So,
yeah.
You know.
Well, we have to take a break real quick. When we come back, we're going to talk with Dr. Don Maddox a little bit more about high school sports and our concerns about funding. This is the Coach's Corner on Voice America Sports. We'll be right back.
PE is in full effect from right now till the year 2000. Hey, yo, my man, sing it.
Have you ever thought about having your own internet talk show? Well, if you said yes, then click About Us. Then click Be a Host to get more information. Or just call Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417.
Say that again.
480-294-6417. VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you feeling slammed and suckered in today's stock market? If so, then you need to tune in to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, Jordan Kimmel will train you in what you can do to beat up the big boys on Wall Street, as well as share his secrets to success so that you can buy and sell like a profit-pumping pro. Grab the bull market by the horns and listen to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
Mic check, 1, 2. Big poser coming to you fake as ever. Got no more games since I got with the juice. No cruising with my friends, they cut me loose. Now my coach is hating, parents keep berating. Good thing my team's still behind me saying, hey yo, what happened to my teammates, man? Hey yo, where y'all at, man? I thought we were family.
Ugh, don't be a poser. Hear more at don'tbeanasterisk.com. Brought to you by Ad Council and the U.S. Olympic Committee.
Are you a real sports fan? Get ready to talk football and anything else sports with Kwame Lassiter, formerly with the Arizona Cardinals. San Diego Chargers and St. Louis Rams. Kwame's got the experience, so he's prepared to talk sports with you every week on Kwame Lasseter's Sports Talk. It's on the Voice America Sports Network every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time. Get ready for unpredictable fun and sometimes a sarcastic look at the world of sports. That's Kwame Lasseter's Sports Talk on the Voice America Sports Network.
News. Opinion.
Can you hear me? Hear me?
Your voice counts. Call toll free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
This is the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll-free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, so this is the Coach's Corner. This is Coach Scott Lovely. We're wrapping up today's show with Dr. Don Maddock P from Desert View High School down in Tucson. And earlier in the show, I mentioned that sports adds to the morale of a campus, which increases the students' interest and work ethic and on the academic end of things. So, Don, I want to ask you about that. What's your experience as a principal, and what have you noticed in the transitions that are happening at your school?
You know, when your teams are winning, your kids are winning, your teachers are winning, the administration's winning, parents feel like they're winning. You know, I believe wholeheartedly that when we, you know, it's not all about winning and losing, but when you, you know, when you can bring fans out, when you can bring that big positive morale and high competitiveness, you know, whether you're winning or losing, I mean, I hate to say it, it's all about winning, but it's about winning in the classroom, winning about, you know, winning out there on the field or the court. It's just so important for a school's morale. The energy of us when we were 3-0 was the first time in the history of Desert View for football, and we were ranked number one on the, you know, AIA ranking, and the enthusiasm and you know, people were calling us, and it was just, you know, newspaper was there and kids felt great about themselves. When you come from high poverty and when kids are disappointed time after time, and when you see low achieving scores on tests and, you know, we're in the newspaper for all the wrong reasons, I tell you, when you start winning and you start getting that momentum going, you know, this year is sailing for us. Kids are in the stands. I tell my coaches, they ask, what do you want? And I say, you know, it's not about state, it's about filling those stands, getting those kids out there, because the morale of our school is going to impact student achievement, which is really going to transform that entire high school around to be excelling. I really believe that.
And see, that's exactly what my point was earlier. I don't understand how the first thing that goes on the chopping block is athletics. I just don't see that, because there's such a it's intertwined within it connects the community and the educational institution. Academics doesn't do that as much as the sports and activities. And we're talking heavily about sports, but this isn't just about sports. It is about band. I mean, we talk about Oak City Grove. Well, they had to cut all of their activities, band, cheerleading, football, basketball, some of the art programs, the drama program. I mean, we're talking about those are the things that connect the community and create a buy-in with the educational institution.
Yep. You got it. I mean, our band grew in 2 years from 31 students before I got there. I started in April in the high school I'm at now, and last year we got a new band director, and we're at 110 kids right now. We, you know, received. We're going to the Abota this weekend, and you know, it's about all the teamwork, and you know, we can't separate athletics and activities. Anything extracurricular for kids is just good for kids, and it's all, and that impacts their achievement. I don't know what else to say. We have to get our kids more focused in the classroom, and the only way to do it is by getting them highly active in the school and wanting to be there. You know, it's their home. For many of our kids, that's their home.
Yeah, I remember back when I was playing sports, we were there, you know, we'd get there in the morning for school, we'd go through the full school day, and maybe practice started at 4 or 5 o'clock. We didn't go home. We hung out, sat around the school, watched the girls' soccer team, watched the girls' basketball practice a little bit, worked out a little bit, and then we'd go to practice. I mean, or we'd go grab something to eat down the street and then come right back. So it gives you a sense of belonging. It's like a club that you belong to. And if you take that away, I mean, I just don't think it's the right thing. It's the wrong aspect when you start cutting athletics and programs from schools that I believe round out the educational experience and give kids the opportunity to connect with other kids. I mean, academically, I'm not connecting with anyone else because I'm in the classroom, I'm trying to get my grade, you're trying to get your grade. It's not a connection. But when we're on the same team and we're wearing that uniform and it's got our school name on it, and we want to have pride in our school, and we're going to lock arm and we're just going to go after it and beat the other school, that's the focus. Being a teammate, being a good teammate, working together, those are all things that carry on after your high school and after your college experience into your career. And so I just, you know, it's concerning. So what can parents do from your perspective, Don, to help prevent this from happening statewide?
You know, I think you start with your school board. I think you start with your administration, and then you move forward. You start with your, you know, you email your legislator. You let them know the critical component for high school sports. It's important that your voice is very critical to hear. You know, a high school principal can talk till they're blue in the face, but it's the actual families that truly impact making change and truly supporting, you know, any type of initiative that, you know, they feel passionate enough about. So knowing that it increases the academic achievement, knowing that it brings around a positive school climate, you're safe and orderly, all of those pieces are such critical components to, you know, a high-achieving school. It's the active voice of the parents, and it's the active voice of the community and the active voice of our kids, because truly they are the ones that are suffering if we are not standing by their side to ensure that they are getting a quality education and that they are participating in learning the life skills necessary to be a successful adult.
So really what we're telling you now, people, is that if you're a parent, even if you're not a parent, see, here's one of the misnomers. As you're driving around and you see the vote yes on K-12 or K-3, K-3 override, and you think, oh, well, I don't have a kid, so it doesn't really matter, it doesn't impact me. Your vote matters, and your vote is going to have to help pass those overrides so that they don't cut sports, so that they don't cut the band programs. I understand that we're all busy, but you know what? We need your voice to be heard, because if your voice isn't heard, you're going to have athletics cut, you're going to have issues that are going to come back, and it will be your problem because it will be in your community where kids are going to be free to do whatever they want to do in the afternoons instead of being active in sports. And I'm not saying that they're going to definitely go out and get in trouble, but what about those one or two or three kids who do go out and get in trouble? What about those things that do happen because now they're not busy with athletics? What about the kids that drop out of school? That does become your problem. It becomes your problem in the society as a whole, because now they don't have the education necessary to get the jobs. So you have to get out. When you see these overrides, don't just blow them off. Don't just blow them off, because it's impacting schools. It's impacting the funding for athletics and other programs school-wide, statewide. So that's one of the things you can do. Also, you know, make sure that you go check out a local high school game. See, one of the things that I think is that some people who – I know that Arizona has grown tremendously over the last few years. Well, let me tell you this. I think that if you come from another state and you didn't go to school here in this state, adopt a school near you, find a local high school, and go watch some football games, go watch some basketball games, and you know what you're going to find? You're going to find some great entertainment, and you're going to want to start supporting that school, buying the T-shirts, talking to them. You start recognizing athletes working at the local grocery stores, and start to get that feel that you belong to the community. That's another big point that I think I really want to make with all this. Connect with the local schools. Now, you know, I want to thank Dr. Maddox P. for being on the show today. You know, you've got great insight in this issue, and I really appreciate it. You've done some tremendous things down there, and so thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. Thanks for the opportunity.
Hey, next week's show is From the Horse's Mouth. It's going to be Basketball Recruiting 101. You're going to learn from college coaches what every parent and athlete should know about college recruiting and the process that takes place. Find out how you can get ahead of the game. Next week, from the horse's mouth, this is Coach Scott Lovely on the VoiceAmericaSports.com network. Don't forget, leave it better than you found it. Thanks for listening.
Something happening, yeah. What it is.
The game's over for another week, but come on back next Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific, for another discussion about high school sports and more on the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.